Well, hello there, my lovelies. I hope you're doing well. You hear my squeaky chair? Now, I know it's been a tough time for many of you over the last few weeks. I know it's been really tough, and the first thing I want to say is that I give you all my love, and I hope you be, doing a bit better. I hope you are. This message is basically about tax. I mentioned back in May that due to changes in the laws in various countries, there may be a tax put on some Patreon's pledges. So because my prices are so low, I probably won't affect very much, but I still want to make sure that you know before the month rolls over. Some of you probably have already seen it, depending where you live. So it'll be not new for you. They are just catching up with other countries because these new laws were passed in 2015. I didn't know anything about that until I was told by Patreon, if you would like to, you can look at their frequently asked questions page, and I'll put a little link in the description below, okay? So yeah, there might be a slight increase. I don't know where it's going to work. I know it is like it's only certain countries. It does, in the link anyway, will show you what countries are affected by it. Okay, I'm sorry about it, but really out of my control. I've nothing to do with that side of things whatsoever. But on a brighter note, I'm excited about the summer. Last month was a bit challenging, making audios with what was going on around the world. Your headspace. It's you're taking in so much information, and it's tough to create and to be in a good, I don't know, like to be happy, you know what I mean, when you see the stuff that was going on. And it's look, we got through it and did some good work, I suppose, as best as we could. And I saw you all uniting and being kind to each other and all that, which I always love. It really, that's the best turn on for me, seeing you all happy and supporting each other and getting behind each other. That is a big turn on for me. That's where you get to my heart, my chri. So, that audio I put up last night, that vampire audio, what I have in my mind for a long time is I like to think of audios as like movie scenes. I did one of them, My Prey, that time. It was a vampire audio that was just basically a movie scene in my mind that I saw, and I heard the music and I found the music and mixed the music exactly the way the track should be mixed. I could see everything, so I wanted to create just a little movie scene. Like if you were watching, I don't know, a vampire movie, and you'll see something, and I saw that. Like last night's one was kind of a redo of one I did before, the Bram Stoker's Dracula with Gary Oldman, I think. So I was kind of redoing that scene in my mind. And so there's no real follow-up to it, So sometimes I'm going to do that. I'm going to just, because I have these little short stories that I want to tell. And there's some that will kind of evolve into stories as well. Like the Bloodlust is still going, that's in process. Like I know it's been a long time coming, but it'll come. And I have another couple as well. There's one that's very interesting. It's based on Irish mythology. There's another mythology one as well. Now the Irish mythology one, the first one I was speaking about there, could turn into a series as well, there's a lot of writing in it. Like there is a lot of writing, and what I want to do with it is I want to get the authentic sounds of where it's going to take place, so I want to like go to the locations. Say if it's a castle or something, I want to go to that castle and I want to get the authentic sounds and such, and make it really engaging. And I like that. I have done that with some audios. I've went to the place, like I went to, I remember to a druid site, and I recorded from there. I took the ambience from there and I layered the track over it. I think it gives it that real feeling of being there. So there's a couple of things I want to do. I want to try get to a an Irish pub as well when it opens, because there's a scene in one of the pubs. There's a scene in a pub in one of the scenes. Jesus Christ, what am I talking about? But you know what I mean. So I want to get to that place, and it's a very cozy place with a lot of like West Cork banter in the background. And I want to kind of, you know, record the what goes on in an Irish pub. You know, you'll have fiddles playing and bowrons and all that kind of jazz. And I want to make that audio like a movie. You know, so it's going to take a bit of time, but I just want it really authentic, because I've been thinking about it for a long time. And so that's the thing, like the Bloodlust ones and that, you put a lot of thought into them. Like I had something done and I actually changed it. From looking into mythology, in another one I changed another script completely because I found out I was wrong about some things, and so I changed that one. And I have a kind of a very interesting project coming up as well. It's gonna draw a lot of attention. It is like, it's kind of a unique idea. I've never seen it being done on any ASMR channel, and it's going to be going on for a while as well. The project is going to be going on for a long time, and it's going to be very fun. So that's going to start, and that'll be fun. So yeah, that's it. So you can check out the tax stuff and see if it affects you or not. And I honestly, I'd say it's so little, probably, you know, hopefully it won't bother you too much. And yeah, there's a dog barking. Mysteriously, where is that dog? Is he in the window? Woof woof. He's a noisy fella. There's a cat around here, and the cat to be like winding him up, like, you know, the way cats like to, you know, play around with the dogs. The cat is beautiful. She's the most athletic cat I've ever seen. She's jumping like 4 meters in the air, and it's unbelievable. And the dog hasn't got a hope. The dog is walking around like, oh. And the cat is just playing with the dog as if it's a mouse. So the cat has become the dog, and the dog has become the cat. Look, he's driving him mad. Okay, so I love Lee and leave you for the night, and I've got some stuff coming up over the weekend as well, which is good. All right, girls and boys, I'll catch you later, right? Bye bye.